Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, we've heard a lot about Lyme disease and about chronic illness, and Claire Kelly has written a book about her own experience. Good morning, Claire.
Oh, hi, Fiona. Thanks so much for having me on.
And thanks for joining us on The Opinion Line this morning, Claire. Claire, you spent most of your 20s suffering with really chronic pain and illness and being told time and time again that every test came back with a clear result. What was that like?
Yeah, so I suppose it was very, very stressful, and it was very scary as well, because what happened was my symptoms kind of started at the age of 22, but as each year passed, they snowballed and they became more and more intense, and I just didn't know what was going on. And with each year, the results were coming back negative. So it kind of started off with my hair thinning, it moved into digestive issues, then it was kind of crippling fatigue, then all over aches and pains, and finally it finished off just towards my 30s with neurological issues like an inability to stay awake, blurred vision, memory loss. So yeah, it was very, very scary, and it just was spiraling out of control.
So when did you discover that you had Lyme disease?
Yeah, so it was a long journey to get to there. So basically between the ages of 22 and 30, I was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, chronic acid reflux, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, idiopathic hypersomnia. And then finally, at the age of 30, I was diagnosed with chronic Lyme infection, or MSIDS, which is a mouthful, but it basically means multiple systemic infectious disease syndrome. So it's a bit like Lyme disease is a part of an overall picture. So there was actually a collection of infections and toxins that led to the illness.
And yeah, what happened then? Like, what kind of treatment did you need to get then?
So then when I got that diagnosis, I was very hopeful, because I suppose with the diagnosis I'd gotten before, I wasn't really sure what path to take or how I could make an improvement in my life. Whereas with chronic Lyme infection, I knew there was an infectious disease doctor in Dublin. So I was very hopeful. I took 8 months from work. I thought I'd make a full recovery, return to teaching. And when I seen the doctor, he said that he'd be addressing the Lyme infections with multiple antibiotics, focusing on my immune system with low dose naltrexone, and finally fighting inflammation with herbal supplements. So I took on that program for 15 months, if not a bit longer. But unfortunately, even though it can work for some, which I hope it works for lots of people, but for me, because I could have been bitten at any stage, really from the age of 9, because that's when I moved to Galway, to a particular little town where there seems to be a lot of Lyme infection. And I suppose it had done a lot of damage to my body, and it the longer you have it, the more difficult it is to get under control and to treat.
So your organs were already damaged because of the length of time it took to diagnose you.
And that's it.
Like, you said that, like, in the early days, even breathing hurt. So are you still experiencing such severe symptoms?
Yeah, so what I feel like has happened now, but again, this is why it's so tricky, because there's no 100% accurate Lyme blood test. So I can't tell whether the Lyme has been eradicated from my system or it hasn't. There's just no test that's accurate out there, even in clinics abroad. So where I am at the minute is the consultant feels like, you know, for the most part, the Lyme has been treated. However, what we're dealing with now is the, as you said, the fallout from all of the inflammation and damage in the various organs. So the problem at the minute now, I manage my symptoms with holistic treatments, but it's mostly fatigue. So this is me up early. I just sleep and sleep and sleep. It's like having a permanent flu. So I don't even know if I'm fully awake now. I tend
but
to wake up
around midday.
Thank
you for getting up early to come on and talk to us.
I love court people, so I was happy out, but I tend to wake up around midday. And if I force myself to wake up earlier, so like, for example, yesterday I was very lucky. I was chatting as well and I got up at 8, and the whole day the pain was so, it was, I'd say, five times as intense, and the fatigue too. And then I have other problems, like, for example, fluid gathering around my belly, my sides, my lower back. And you're just always trying to mask that with baggy clothes. Just all of these unusual symptoms that I suppose if I don't go to my holistic treatments, I start to become more and more ill again. Whereas with them, I can kind of keep it at an even keel. So yeah, it's just, you have very little window in your day to be alive as such, because you're kind of getting up, and then by the time you shower, you need a nap after that. And then the next thing you know, you're just trying to do a little walk, and then it's kind of TV, dinner, bed, repeat. So it's quite tricky. Yeah.
So are you able to work?
Yeah, so I worked, it was a real struggle. I was a primary school teacher and I absolutely loved it. And I made adjustments. So I started to job share. I did everything I could to make it work. But by the time I got to 30, I was just so ill. I just could not function. And the consultant said, maybe it's best that you just rest, try and heal. And then I never, unfortunately, got back, because I just was so ill. I just couldn't get through the medical test assessments to be safe enough to teach. So I actually had to leave my teaching job. But I suppose it's for the best, because really I couldn't function. Yeah.
And you've decided to write about your, I was just going to say that you've decided to write a book, but you look fine. Why did you want to write a book about this?
Yeah, so I suppose, when you're stuck in a situation that you just cannot seem to get out of. So the amount of treatments I've tried, and I'm just so desperate to get better. So when I felt stuck in that sense of things, I kind of said, well, what's the best I can make out of this situation? So I suppose I'm in bed a good bit of the day. So I decided, over COVID, why not take out the laptop and just do a few pages each day? And I just said, there's so many people out there who have illnesses where they don't know if they'll ever get better. And you can feel so alone, because obviously most of my friends, I'm 34, are all healthy and living full lives, and you just feel just completely isolated. So I wrote the book for people, I suppose, like me, as well as to go back in time and give it to 22-year-old me, because I could have done with it back then.
So it's not just for people who have Lyme disease or who suspected they might have Lyme disease. It's for anybody who has a chronic illness.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. So even people with lupus, arthritis, long COVID, MS, the list is endless. People just where every single day when you wake up, you're just trying to make it through the day. And it just feels endless. You just don't know when the end is in sight. And it's just to give people hope that, something could come along, and we just have to stay strong and hope that things will change for the better. Yeah.
Because it's not just the physical pain that you're dealing with. It obviously has its toll on your mental health, but you also say that it affects, financial circumstances, dating, traveling, you have the fight for a diagnosis, managing your treatment plan, finding meaning, facing setbacks and dealing with hurtful comments. I mean, that's an awful lot for somebody who is dealing with a physical illness to try and deal with as well, to cope with.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so I suppose in the book, that's why I divided it into three parts. I just went through my story so people could relate to it. Then I went through the practical aspects of living with a chronic illness. So I give people advice on their entitlements or how to deal with financial worries, which is a big one, because your income is really affected. Mm-hmm. And then I talk about, getting the most from medical appointments and all bits like that. And then in the social aspect of the book and the emotional impacts, I really delve into how to deal with people who make comments. Now, they mean so well, but they can be quite hurtful. And I literally list, I'd say, about 50 comments over the years that have been said to me, and how initially I would explain myself and I'd be embarrassed and I think, oh, I'm lazy and I'm, useless. Mm. Whereas over the years I learned, no, I'm doing my best, and how to kind of respond to those people in a really gentle, nice way, but also to kind of not defend myself, but to kind of try and get, it's hard enough basically to survive day to day without dealing with kind of well-meaning comments,
And what people would say say that you're, like, accuse you of being lazy because you're not going to work? Is that the kind of thing that...
Yeah, you'd get comments like, you know, you look fine. Would you not just, you know, fake it till you make it and just go on back into work? Sure, before you know it, you'll be right as rain again. Or just get out there for a walk or have a bit of sugar. Sure, if all your test results are fine, are you sure this isn't in your head? And things like that. And I did for 3 years. I firmly believed it was in my head. And I went to therapy and I read books. And I, do you know what happened? I just got sicker and sicker because I pushed myself more and more physically, and I got myself to a place where I was so ill. So just, if anyone's listening, believe yourself and trust yourself in your body and how you feel, and just make the changes now. So I kind of look back and I go, I really shouldn't have been so hard on myself, but I did think it was all in my head, so I was angry with myself. So yeah, so that's kind of, yeah, I keep talking to younger me.
And you obviously coped okay with the dating challenges because you're now married to Ben.
Yeah, I know. I was lucky in that department. I met Ben in April, and I suppose I became quite ill in the summer and as the years went on. So to be honest, he doesn't know me any other way. I think he's just like, I'm married to this woman who just sleeps every day. But
some men might love that.
Free time. Yeah, he gets a lot of free time to himself and things like that. So no, I was very, very lucky. But, you know, I'd be in different support groups and you would hear very sad stories. So I just, you know, kind of say to people, keep going, you know, there, you know, you do deserve it. So, yes, that's tough.
And Claire, the book is called But You Look Fine, and it's available on butyoulookfine.ie website. Is that right? You can buy the books on that.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can buy it on that website, and it's €17. And then I just put them in an envelope here in my kitchen and I post them then. So if there's any publishers listening, I'm always looking for a publisher. But at the minute, I just print them in very small batches and then post them and print them and that kind of thing.
So you put this together yourself completely then, and...
Completely from scratch. Now, I did email 101 publishers, but I know it's very difficult, and you know, I'm literally not a writer as such. And then what I did was I just printed them in a little company in Dublin, and then Ben goes up with me and we just collect them in boxes and then just, you know, buy them in small batches so the house isn't full of books, and then post them off. Yeah, that's what we do.
Well, listen, Claire, best of luck with the book and best of luck with everything else. And that website again, it's butyoulookfine.ie for anybody listening today who might want to buy that book, and it's €17.
That's it. Thanks so much, Fiona.
Claire Kelly, thank you so much for joining us on the Opinion Line this morning, Claire.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.